93.7 The River, River City's Classic Rock. Got the cash for you. Coming up, another $1,000 in 2 minutes for Double Pay Workday. And sadly, now David Cassidy going through a lot of the same thing that wrestler Ric Flair was going through 3 days ago. David Cassidy, you know, the Partridge Family, longtime singer. He's done a lot of character acting. Had to go to the hospital 3 days ago because he needs a liver transplant. Organs failing. Oh. And they said if they do not get a liver, which they don't think they can, they told his family to prepare for the worst. Now he's in ICU. Doesn't look like it's going to get any better. And I know a lot of people, they know the name David Cassidy, but they don't know much about him. Dude was a big drinker and says that he never did pills or any type of medication. He just drank. After his mom died, he said he went into depression and he started just pounding like back in the 90s. And he said he'd go on 3-4 day benders where he just slammed beer and wine. And when she was sick, his mom, he couldn't go to the hospital and see her if he wasn't just blown out of his mind.
Oh, man.
He couldn't deal with it. He's had, I don't know, multiple DUIs. He's had bankruptcy issues. Just his entire world fell apart. So I don't know if he's going to make it or how long he can go like this. But again, it's the classic, you know, Ric Flair claiming they can drink 75,000 beers in a night, and they've done this all these years, and it caught up to them. But this is what you need to know. All those claims, like Wilt Chamberlain, Gene Simmons, even Ric Flair, talking about, oh, yeah, we slept with like 20,000 women, 70,000 women, 150,000 women, used to have 30 women a night. All those people can claim that, but if I'm going to wager money, I'm putting it on David Cassidy and his brother Sean. Nobody knows about this. Nobody really talked about it. But I'm here to tell you, those two dudes combined probably shagged more than Wilt Chamberlain, Gene Simmons, and Ric Flair combined.
What?
And then,
really?
Oh, yeah. See, these guys didn't talk about it. They just did it. They had the kind of shag numbers that these guys claim they have. These guys did it. And I'm talking, I don't think they could go anywhere. I bet you right now, David Cassidy in ICU, hitting more people than Ric Flair ever has in his life when he was healthy.
The women Cassidy brothers.
Oh, Cassidy. Oh, man.
Wow, okay. All right.
Back in the late 60s and early 70s and throughout the 80s, oh, they were knocking, I mean, the shingles off the roofs. They were going to town. And nobody talked about it.
Why?
Well, just, I mean.
They kept it hidden?
Well, not hidden, just everyone just knew. They didn't have to talk about it. I mean, the guys would get up and they, you know.
It was just the air of whatever they had about them. They knew. People knew about it or
they
whatever.
They were just sensations. Yeah. They couldn't go out and start their car. I mean, if they wanted to go somewhere in the morning, they probably had to do like 75, 80 women just to get the key in the door lock.
Really?
That's
a statement.
Again, I don't know if that's true, but that's just me. So I ask you this. Who do you think the truest Hollywood hound or whore really is? Who do you think is really knocking all the boots or getting her boots knocked? And this isn't the stuff that they talk about, like the Wilt Chamberlain and the Gene Simmons and all the TMZ crap or tabloid photos. I want you to tell me who you think the real deal Hollywood whore or hound is.
Right now or throughout?
Just, I mean, throughout. Who are some people that they probably don't talk about, but who do you think's getting the action? I'm talking David Sean Cassidy action that hasn't been reported.
Oh, I know.
But you just know.
I got a feeling.
Dana, I want you to ponder this, too. You got to think about the Hollywood hounds or whores. Who do you think, behind closed doors that they may not talk about, they don't get all the spotlight in the press about it, and they're not like Gene Simmons. Oh, on the way here to this press interview, I did your mom. See, these are the people that are in the shadows. They're not talking about their liaisons. They're creating them.
Oh, God.
They're the ones that don't do the interviews because they're too busy in the bedroom.
Yeah, okay.
766-9370, if anyone comes to mind. I've got one for the men. Do you have any?
I have one.
Lay it on me.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, pretty good. You think he's real deal?
I think he's real deal. We've heard people talk about him. We've heard people say that he's not so returning or loving in the sack, that maybe he would just lay there.
Oh, he's selfish.
And smoke a cigarette.
I'm Leo DiCaprio. Get on board.
Remember hearing that?
Yeah.
But I think he's one of the real deals. I think he's got girls anywhere he goes. Well,
supposedly he's got this boat. This boat's the size of the state of California, and he takes these women out there. And I mean, you put a chick on a boat and you get out in the ocean. I mean, that's just, isn't that like what do they call that? International law?
I think so.
You just do whatever you want.
That's right.
766-9370. Dana, who do you think? Who's an undercover lover?
Lover.
Yes. Who do you think we don't hear about, but they get a lot of action? guy or girl?
I have no idea, but the first name that came to my mind is Charlize Theron.
Ooh, Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
I like to think that that possibly could be false, but...
I don't know if you guys have seen Atomic Blonde.
Not yet.
If you haven't, please do, because it's amazing.
Atomic Blonde?
Yeah, it's based off of... You're going to hate this, but it's based off of a comic book, but basically she's a an agent with MI6. And so it's based in the real world.
Okay.
But in any case, there's this fantastic scene where she meets up with a French operative, and they have a little... And it's a female French operative, and a good scene. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow. Okay.
So that's
kind of...
We've got
to see this.
Yeah, so
what's it called?
Atomic Blonde.
Ooh, Atomic Blonde.
It's out right now, too.
And it's newer?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron for the women, 766-9370. For the guys... And this one's kind of known, but I only think we've chipped the surface.
Okay.
I think we've seen him on TV, and he's always had different girlfriends, but I think that the media and the press has only covered a small, minute amount of the damage this guy has done. Unsuspecting, kind of homely, career hasn't ever really taken off or been that big, doesn't do much anymore, and I think it's because he has a problem, and his problem is the ladies. And he wants them, he gets them, and he gets top-notch women, too. And you look at him, every woman he's ever been with, you're like, what?
I know exactly who you're going to say.
Say it.
David Spade.
David Spade is getting laid.
Yeah, and that you know what? Doug teases about this and makes jokes, but he is dead serious. And women will say it, and he's been photographed with them, and they will admit to it, which is really rare in this day and age that women will admit to it, but they do. They don't have no problem.
They all want a chunk of David Spade. Yeah.
I know.
David Spade does get laid. 766-9370. This one makes me cringe. JJ, welcome.
Okay. Might be a little out there, but I'm telling you, Wayne Brady. You know that guy is getting something.
Well,
Wayne
Brady likes a lady.
Yeah. Is Wayne Brady going to have to choke a bitch? Remember that when he was on Saturday Night Live or whatever that was?
I bet you Wayne Brady does fare pretty well. Plus, he's like a crooner. You know, the women come up and they all want to give him a hug on that crappy prices or what is it? Let's make a deal.
Let's make a deal, yeah.
But that's a pretty good call, though. I bet there's some truth to that. I bet he fares pretty well.
He is pretty charismatic. He's a pretty charismatic dude.
Yeah, wears the tight suits and all that. Yeah. He's in decent shape. People probably think he's funny.
That's a funny one. That's a really good one. You brought that out of left field. That's a great one.
Now, what about the women? What about the women? She mentioned one. Dana did. Which women are out there just pounding town?
Jennifer Lawrence? J-Lo.
J-Law is her name.
J-Law.
You think she's just...
Hey, J-Lo.
She's with A-Rod now.
Yeah, but she's with everyone.
Yeah, but she's usually long-term. She's not like David Spade. Every time she goes to an award show, she's got a new chick on her arm.
Fair, that's true.
You think Jennifer Lawrence...
I really do.
Really?
I think she has been around town a little bit.
You think so?
Yep, and that's nothing wrong with that.
See, this is what I think.
She's just dipping her toe in the water of Hollywood.
I think Jenny McCarthy... And
she's married.
She's married now, but I think back in the day, I think she had her way around that town, and I think everyone kept it under wraps because she's so beautiful and she was a blonde bombshell, and I think they thought if it got out, their chances would end.
Oh.
But that's what I think.
Could be.
Here's the thing. She knows what guys are after and what guys like. Why else would she have settled? Because that's what she did. Let's be honest. She settled with Donnie Wahlberg.
When you continue to say that, you just prove to yourself that you don't know the acting talent that comes from that Wahlberg family.
But all that talent you talk about from that Wahlberg family is based upon what's-his-name shoulders.
Mark?
Yes. Wahlberg is... He sucked all the acting talent out of that entire family. That family is awful. Without Mark, that is not a star-studded family. That's nothing but a bunch of people hoping they get a commercial job here and there.
I'll give you, he's 70% of the acting in that family.
Maybe 90.
But you got to give Donnie a good 20. Because that Paul, that hamburger maker, he's a good 10. He's a 10% of that family.
That is awful. And you can tell, it's just classic point. You know, he goes out, or she goes out, Jenny McCarthy, and she just has her way with Hollywood. And she knows what guys are like. And she's like, I'm done with this. I'm done sleeping with all these guys. I don't want guys cheating on me or running around. I need something safe. And that's what she got. She got a Donnie Wahlberg safety marriage.
He's a new kid. on the block.
No.
He's been around the block. Now he's an old man on the block.
He's an old man on the block is what he is now. He's done.
No way. That and guy's in the prime of his blue blood life.
She wanted something safe, so that's why she married him, because she knows that Donnie Wahlberg in a zillion years would never do anything to jeopardize that, because he'll never find anything half as good as that again. That's what I think. Let's do this
one. Well, you're crazy.
Marty, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi.
And we'll give you cash right after Marty for Double Pay Workday. Who do you think?
I just want to tell you, you popped my cherry. This is my first time.
Oh, wow! Look it out.
Roger Cherry!
Welcome.
It's actually broke.
That's hot. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about Chelsea Handler?
Oh.
Well, now you're on to something there, because she's a self-proclaimed.
She's talked about
yep.
it. And she went out with 50 Cent.
Yes, sir.
She dated a bunch of guys, and on her show, she'll tell you. Yeah, absolutely. Let's get it on.
Yeah, she doesn't hide it. She's not ashamed and or embarrassed of it. She enjoys life, and that's what she says. She goes, I'm out to enjoy life and have fun.
Here's the other one, and these are two more comedians, kind of tough to stomach for some guys. Sarah Silverman, okay?
No.
Yeah, she likes to get a little bit rowdy.
She's Randy.
Yeah, but she gets it on, I think.
Really?
I think she does. And here's the other one, Miss Piggy. You know who I'm talking about. I think she's doing it with anyone that'll have her. What's her name?
Oh, Lord, Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer, yes, is out doing dirty.
No way.
Yes. Anytime she'll have it or they'll have her, she's getting it on.
Oh, Lord, don't say that.
Yeah, Amy Schumer's another one. That's a sleeper.
Wow.
Yeah, here comes the money.